The children of Israel won a great victory at the Battle of the Kishon River over the powerful army of Jabin, king of Hazor, one of the most important Canaanite rulers of the north. 10,000 foot soldiers, led by Barak, overcame the Canaanite forces and their 900 iron chariots. Deborah, the prophetess, had told the Israelites that God would give them the victory on that day. The Lord routed the enemy ranks with a terrible storm. Torrents of rain rapidly transformed the little Kishon River into a roaring torrent which swept the Canaanites away. The heavy iron chariots and the terrified teams of horses were hampered by the sodden ground and unable to maneuver. Sisera, commander of the Canaanite army, when he saw that the battle was lost, got down from his chariot and fled on foot. Barak with his men chased the enemy and cut them down, leaving no survivors. The Israelites pursued the fugitives in one direction, while the Canaanite commander fled in another. Sisera left the plain and, following a mountain path, came to a region belonging to the Kenites. Sisera knew these people because the clan of Heber, the Kenite, had friendly relations with Jabin, king of Hazor. But the Kenites also had distant family ties with the Israelites. This relationship went back to the time of Moses. Moses had married a wife of Kenite origin, the daughter of Jethro the Midianite. His brother-in-law Hobab had gone with the Israelites to guide the people in the desert, as he knew the way better than Moses. When the Israelites conquered Canaan, Hobab and his relatives settled down in the southern part of the land amongst the tribe of Judah. Later, a member of this clan, called Heber, left the south and went to live in the north of Palestine. It was to Heber's family that Sisera fled as he escaped the battlefield. Jael, Heber's wife, saw the Canaanite commander when he arrived at the camp. As he was alone and on foot, she knew that he was running from the battlefield, and that God had given the Israelites an unexpected victory over their oppressors. She also knew that the Israelites would be searching for him. As long as the leader of the armies of the Canaanite coalition was alive, the people would never be safe. So she decided to take things into her own hands. The only weapon she could use was guile. So she went out to meet Sisera and invited him into her tent. "Come, my lord, come right in," she said. "Don't be afraid." Frightened and exhausted, he entered her tent and lay down, and she covered him with a cloak. "I'm thirsty," he said. "Please give me some water." She opened a skin of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him up. "Stand in the doorway," he told her. "If someone comes by and asks you, 'Is anyone here?' say no." As Jael kept watch at the entrance to the tent, Sisera fell into a deep sleep. Jael picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he slept. Then she drove the tent peg through his temple into the ground, and he died. A little later, Barak came by in pursuit of Sisera, and Jael went out to meet him. "Come," she said, "I will show you the man you're looking for." So he went in with her and saw the Canaanite commander lying dead with a tent peg through his temple. With this victory, the Israelites grew stronger, and some time later they overcame Jabin, the Canaanite king, and killed him. Then the land had peace for 40 years. Deborah the prophetess wrote a poem of triumph and praise to God, the Song of Deborah. "The people of Zebulun endangered their very lives," she said. "So did Naphtali on the heights of the field. The kings of Canaan fought at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. From their heavens the stars fought, from their courses they fought against Sisera. The river Kishon swept them away. So may all your enemies perish, O Lord, but may they who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength." Ehud overcame the Moabites, and Deborah and Barak the Canaanites, because the people of Israel had repented and turned away from idol worship to serve the living God. But they soon forgot the Lord and went back to idolatry. Next episode, Gideon and the Angel of the Lord.